Welcome to your daily devotional, April 3rd. Faint not. Proverbs chapter 24 in verse 10 reads, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." When the trial comes, will you fall to pieces or will you rise to the occasion and persevere through the trial with the help of God? Will you hold tight to the comfort found in the promises of God? No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. These days, my friends, are days of adversity, both physically and economically. And although we can be prudent with regard to ourselves, we ultimately do not completely control these things. So why not leave the outcome to God? Do we trust Him enough to do that? Our text speaks mostly to the issue of spiritual strength and spiritual faintness. In times of adversity, we ought to be praying more and worrying less. We ought to be redoubling our spiritual efforts. As I write this, the global plague is sweeping through our midst. So what is our local church doing in response? Making more phone calls, sending more cards, writing more emails, offering to meet practical needs, lighting up the internet with more sermons from God's Word than we ever had before, posting daily devotionals, and encouraging folks to take advantage of online learning. All of these are geared as supplements for and exhortations to the daily spiritual disciplines that we all ought to be doing anyways. Our own personal and family prayer and daily Bible reading and study. Christian soldiers, let us redouble our efforts as enlisted men and women in the spiritual army of Jesus Christ. Let's share the gospel any way we can. Strengthen the brethren whose faith may be shaking and build up the body of Christ. What will these days and other days of adversity reveal about your faith? Is it weak or strong? Is it small or great? Friends, let us faint not and not grow weary in the way. For God's people are not of the world, nor do we set our affections and hope on things in it. Rather, let us remember and meditate upon another promise. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God is with us today and shall evermore be. So let us gird up the loins of our strength and faint not.